at Emporia State Federal Credit Union. We are constantly investing in new and improved products and services to serve all of your financial needs. Come see all that we have to offer or learn more at esfcu.com or text or call us at 620-342-2336. Your locally, federally insured credit union by the NCUA.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union. The educated choice.
Welcome to Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President, Dr. Karen Daugherty. Dr. Daugherty, good morning. How are you?
Doing very well this morning, Ron. Thank you very much. And, of course, thanks to Emporia State Federal Credit Union for their support of this spot for us. We appreciate that.
Well, I guess first let's touch on some activities that I guess aren't happening because of a water main break out at near the Tech College. What is the update, Dr. Daugherty?
The update is we do not have classes today. Our main campus is closed. We have some folks, employees that are hanging around and going back and forth perhaps, but if anyone is on campus, our only facilities are in the Jones Building at the south of our campus out on 18th. So our other locations, the downtown campus has classes. The welding facility has classes. The adult education center has classes. So everywhere else, and then obviously our La Harpe and Garnett locations currently also have classes. So it is simply the main campus where we have no water.
So main campus, Jones the exception, but everything else main campus right now closed until at least through the day. Reassessment coming up here this afternoon, I would assume?
We hope, certainly, yes. I have been connecting with Charles Bartlett, our maintenance supervisor, and some of our maintenance staff. I think they've been working with the city. So we will hope to be back online tomorrow, but we certainly understand the city's challenges and some of the things they have going on as well. So we certainly respect that. And yes, later today, we'll hope we'll get some more information on what the status is for tomorrow.
Well, let's move forward from that then.
Yes, please.
Let's get off the water issues that we've been dealt with here. Since very, I guess, late last night and into early this morning, and talk about our topics at hand. And we have a couple of guests with President Daugherty this morning. Brenda Carmichael, the Dean of Enrollment. She's the Dean of Enrollment Management. Brenda, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing good. Thanks
doing
for
all
taking
right.
some time to join us. We appreciate that.
Thank you for the invitation.
And we have also Amy Hall, the Alumni and Annual Fund Coordinator for Flint Hills Technical College. Amy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you in. So, Brenda, how is the semester going from your perspective right now?
The semester has went well. I cannot believe we are in November and fall break will start on Monday for our students, and the fall semester will be over very quickly. It's flown by. Every year it just goes faster and faster.
So, been a good first semester?
Yeah, it's really been a good first semester.
Mm-hmm. Loving
Knock on wood.
Right.
Loving to hear that. Well, do you have some ranch topics to bring to us today, Brenda?
I do. So we started our Wrangler Ranch last year for our students to help with the food insecurity and the cost of food prices for our students, just to help them out at home so that they can eat, you know, good, nutritious meals. So we started a food drive competition between departments. We did it from November the 7th, and we will finalize it on November the 17th so that students will have additional food items to take home with them before the fall break. And we're asking for employees and anyone in the community, if they would like, to donate items that would be typical at a Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay.
So.
Cool deal. What are some of those, I'm going to throw it out there. What are some of those different items that you'd like to have?
Absolutely. So here are some of the suggested items: green beans, corn, stuffing, potatoes, mashed potatoes, the fried onions to go for green bean casserole, cream of mushroom, soup, sweet potatoes, cranberry jelly, rolls, gravy, cornbread. Some of us like to make broccoli cheese rice, canned pie fillings, pie crust, evaporated milk, you know, and for those that feel real giving, a ham, turkey, and we'll hopefully, you know, items are trickling in and we can get them bagged up for students to take home.
And if people want to donate, they just stop off the main campus. Is that how that will work, Brenda?
Absolutely. Our donation boxes are located in the Student Success Center, which is the main office at the MedCap building at FHTC.
Outstanding. Well, Amy, I wanted to bring you in here and talk a little bit about your role and kind of what the bump has been after the cut here just about a month ago.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been gearing up to prepare for Giving Tuesday. So for those who aren't familiar, Giving Tuesday is the Tuesday following Thanksgiving, so November 28th. It's kind of a Black Friday, so to speak, for generosity. So it's a global movement to encourage those to give back. And this year, we are asking for gifts for our Wrangler Student Crisis Relief Fund. And that fund is specific to students who experience immediate need. You know, things happen, and it's one of those things. When you're a student, $100, $200 could really make or break whether or not you have the ability to finish your semester out strong. So that's kind of what that fund's designated for, to help our students in emergencies. And we're really excited because we actually received a match donor this year. So I wanted to share that with you all. It's the first time we're announcing it. So Carl and Shirley Antis, who are longtime supporters of FHTC, actually offered to give a match of $2,500 if we raise $2,500 on Giving Tuesday. So Carl and Shirley, like I said, have been longtime supporters, and we are incredibly thankful for them. They started the Faculty Development Fund, which assists our faculty members with needs to improve things that they need for their classroom, to help their students kind of follow their curriculum and whatnot, and any updates and things like that. And Shirley actually worked at FHTC,
yeah,
in various roles, and they have children who are also alumni of ours. So we're very excited about that.
So if people want to donate, do they have to wait until Giving Tuesday, or is there a place they can hop on and donate prior to that, Amy?
So the donation link is live, but, you know, the fund starts at midnight on the 28th,
yeah,
but you can give as soon as today. So if you go to our website, which is fhtc.edu/foundation, and scroll all the way down on that first homepage, you'll see the Giving Tuesday kind of blurb right there where there's a link that will take you to that donation page.
Outstanding. President Daugherty, a couple of really great efforts here to help students.
Yes. Very proud of both the Wrangler Ranch and the support we've been able to provide our students. What's nice about the ranch is that students have access to it. So for some folks, there is a stigma attached if they have food insecurity, and the ranch is arranged to where they can grab maybe a plastic bag or something, and they can really kind of go into the ranch and grab what they need. So we do appreciate that type of opportunity, that students can take advantage of it that way. We are wanting, as Brenda noted, we are certainly wanting to bag up some meals, some Thanksgiving dinners for the students, to give them that type of traditional meal, so that they can certainly enjoy and kind of partake, as so many of us do, the Thanksgiving week in regard to some of our staples, our turkey, dressing, potatoes, and so the different casseroles. So we certainly want to make sure our students have access to that. I also want to give a shout-out to Amy and the Crisis Relief Fund. So as you all are very well aware, we have a special funding opportunity during the gala for the Crisis Relief Fund. Mike has provided some updates that I think we've served student numbers maybe in the mid-50s to date. And I believe including COVID. So I believe it started in around 2020. Mm-hmm. So we started it with COVID. Amy's nodding her head for me. So we started the Crisis Relief Fund in 2020, and to date we've been able to serve a little bit more than 50 students, which has allowed them to stay in classes, to complete their programs, to continue on, and not be disrupted by any of these emergency situations, such as an incident like today, that everything has to shut down and we all get derailed and we have to adapt and do something else. And so we want to make sure we provide our students those bridges for any of those situations in their lives so that they can continue with their academic goals. So both of these services really support our students and their needs, and I'm very proud. I appreciate both Brenda and Amy taking time to join us this morning on this topic.
That has been impactful. There is no doubt about that. So good update there. Good positive update. And if you can help out, please make a donation for, you know, Giving Tuesday, because the match is there thanks to the Antuses and all the great work that they do. It's going to be a busy day for Shirley because she's a big part of Match Day, too.
Right.
has a big Giving Tuesday event out at the Flint Hills Mall. So they are very active and huge supporters of a lot of great causes in and around the Emporia area. Speaking of good causes, I know the Culinary Arts Department, President Daugherty, has been raising money. So have you heard, are they going to be staying busy baking rolls and stuff with their latest fundraising event?
Yes, they are. So it closed at 4 o'clock yesterday, and I got in under the wire.
Way to go.
And I made sure I got that apple pie so people will think, right? So, but I will have, I know Amy, the foundation, hosted that site so that members of the public could also go in and make those orders. And so with Amy here, I'll see if she can also provide a little bit of update for us on that.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of fun sitting there watching all the orders come in through emails. And I'll tell you what, they are going to be pretty darn busy the next couple of days making those pies and rolls. No, they did great. The community really stepped up to support them. And it was really successful, so I'm very excited for them.
Good. Well, I think I bought 4 pies and 2 different dinner rolls, so they certainly got some. I gladly supported what their efforts were, and I'm looking forward to those pies and rolls.
I baked that, yes, I did. That was all me, right?
There you go. And it's going to be great to see the students over the Skills USA contests as a result of this.
Yes, and that's what we really are excited about, because sometimes our employees and our students and our faculty might get acknowledged for their great work and for what they can do, but sometimes we have barriers that prevent them from participating. So we're so happy that we've got some of these fundraisers going on that will now, because Skills USA is going to be later. It's usually in March, April. And so this is a great time for the students to be preparing the community for showcasing what they're doing and then making that access to some resources to ensure they've got that travel opportunity. And we certainly, the foundation helps with a few of that, but sometimes the entry costs are sometimes overwhelming. So those are where some of these supplemental costs also help through the foundation and through some of the support of the community. It's so appreciated.
Before we let you go,
yes,
just one more thing. You know, we were a part of Freedom Fest out at the All Veterans Memorial just a couple of weeks ago, a couple Saturdays ago.
Yes.
And the Flint Hills Tech College was involved in a very unique way, not only supporting the event, but also the welding department that showed their talent and creativity with the making of a host of trophies for a number of the events at Freedom Fest. And President Daugherty, I know you were there and got to take a look at some of the finished product. What do you think about that?
Wow. The artistic capability of the welding crew, the students, what they can take with these parts from some of the machinery and create from that is awe-inspiring. I would love to have some level of that creativity of what they're able to see with these parts, right?
Yeah.
They've just got these random parts, and then the next thing you see is this beautiful trophy that is so meaningful to so many people. So what an honor it was, and really enjoyed visiting with Steve Harmon that day and talking a lot about some of the opportunities through the National Guard and some various things to support our veterans. And so we're very proud of that, and we will continue to do that. We have many employees who are veterans, who are families of veterans. So certainly great to be a part of those events and activities in the community.
Well, it's always a great pleasure, Tech, talking with you, Dr. Daugherty, and we'll be back next month with another Tech Talk program here. We want to wish you and everyone at the Tech College a very happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you all. We appreciate that very much, and I'm still going to get you all out here for a Tech Talk. We're going to do that.
We're going to make
that
happen.
We're going to do that.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
So, yes, we extend our great wishes to everyone to have a wonderful holiday season and enjoy time with your families and friends over Thanksgiving.
Amy, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
All right. Brenda, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great holiday.
All right. Dr. Daugherty, thank you.
Thank you. You all have a great week. See ya.
That's Dr. Karen Daugherty, president of Flint Hills Technical College. Amy Hall, who handles alumni, the annual fund coordinator, the alumni and annual fund coordinator, and Brenda Carmichael, who is the dean of enrollment management at Flint Hills Technical College, with us on Tech Talk, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226. It's 842.
Inflation slowing last month, another sign that the Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes are continuing to cool the consumer prices spikes we've been struggling with over